554 today.
And if there was ever a day that reminded us of our shared stake in science and research, it's today. We are closely monitoring the emerging cases of swine flu in the United States. And this is obviously a cause for concern and requires a heightened state of alert. But it's not a cause for alarm. The Department of Health and Human Services has declared a public health emergency as a precautionary tool to ensure that we have the resources we need at our disposal to respond quickly and effectively. Now, I'm getting regular updates on the situation from the responsible agencies and the Department of Health and Human Services, as well as the Centers for Disease Control, will be offering regular updates to the American people. The Secretary Napolitano will be offering regular updates to the American people as well, so that they know what steps are being taken and what steps they may need to take.
President of the United States, of course, Barack Obama. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. America Tonight, did you know that 10% of all the people who caught the swine flu in Mexico have died? That's 149 people. What are the chances of getting it in the United States? No hard facts, but still unlikely, we hope, unless we get a pandemic. Eight states have confirmed cases. We've talked about it. That number's gone up since our last America Tonight show to 28 in New York. Students from St. Francis, a group, went to Cancun, but some of the kids who got it didn't go on that trip. At another school in South Carolina, they have students coming down with it, again, linked to a trip in Cancun. We'll have the latest from the Centers for Disease Control reaction around the United States and, of course, from you, our listeners. Right now, thrilled to be joined by pharmacist Donna Barsky from Texas Star Pharmacy. Of course, Texas, one of the states where we have confirmed cases. She joins us now on these airwaves. Hey, Donna, thanks for hanging with us.
I'm glad to be here, Kay.
Hey, I was wondering this because I heard that there's kind of a run on surgical masks. Are you finding a lot of people are coming in with questions, wanting to know what to do and trying to get masks to protect themselves?
Well, absolutely. I know that we have three confirmed cases in Richardson, which is just south of where we are. So we've had several individuals that are coming in and picking up masks just in case that they have an issue with a family member or at work with someone that they're working with, or just for any particular reason, if someone's coughing and sneezing. I think everyone's taking precautions.
What are some of the things that people can do? I mean, there's been a lot of tip sheets are out and that kind of stuff. It sounds like common sense, but people don't always wash their hands, do they?
No, they don't. And common hygiene is basically your number one source for keeping you from getting the infection. You know, the fact that you keep your hands clean and you wash them with soap and water several times during the day, don't be touching your nose or your eyes or your mouth with your fingertips. Usually, if you're going to pick up something, it may be just picking up something with your hands. Once it enters the mucous membranes, then you can be exposed.
Ooh. And if you're exposed, I mean, you have to look at what the symptoms are. And some of the symptoms, I said this the other night, are things that you would normally see for other problems you might have. But I guess the fever would be the number one thing to look out for, right?
Well, fever is probably the very first thing that you would notice. Chills, from being hot to cold. A lot of times it's just aching all over, and it's hard to even lift your head up off the pillow. It's just generally the common signs of the flu, and if you experience any of those, what we recommend is that you immediately contact your physician just to make sure that the diagnosis is correct. And when that is, if it is a positive, then what we like you to do is get started on medication immediately, because the faster you get on medication, the faster we can get you shut down.
Now, do you have that medication available?
Oh, absolutely. That's something that we keep in stock all the time. You know, Relenza and Tamiflu are the two products, basically, that are effective against this.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if people, I mean, this is one of those things, Donna, you know how it is. If people get it in their head, geez, there's a couple of cases in Richardson down the road. There's seven other states in the United States. My friend went on a trip to Mexico. Do you have people, I wonder, that would go to their doctor and then just try to get some of that Tamiflu and stuff and stock it up, do you think?
Well, we've had lots of inquiries. In most cases, doctors are very prudent about prescribing the medication, given the fact that there's a limited supply at this point in time, that the only ones that I would suspect would be getting the medication would be either the families who have had positive results or the family members who are taking care of those patients.
Yeah, and it, from what you know, and we're talking about Tamiflu and whatnot and availability and people questioning you, wondering things they can do. We talked about washing the hands and covering your mouth and all that sort of stuff. You think with kids especially, I guess with kids probably you have to emphasize that because they don't, especially younger kids, that's something they're learning when they're in kindergarten and first grade and all that stuff, right?
Well, that's exactly true. Now, the one school that was closed in Richardson is basically an elementary school. They had three positives there. And the fact that they went ahead and closed the school for the rest of the week will prevent it from spreading any further.
Yeah, boy. It'll be interesting to see where this goes. Hopefully we don't have a pandemic. As a pharmacist, you've seen lots of strains of flu and whatnot come through. What was the worst that you've ever seen in your experience?
Well, we saw... Actually, we saw about 3 years ago, we had several different types of flu in this area, one of which that was not contained with the vaccine at that particular year. And then, of course, the vaccine was very hard to come by. But really and truly, I haven't seen in the last few years that many cases. I've seen flu come through the door, but it's not something that couldn't have been taken care of. As soon as they get the medication, it usually shuts it down.
Yeah, so that's the key. Donna Barsky, thanks for hanging late with us here on America Tonight. We appreciate your time.
Oh, anytime.
Thanks, Donna. And again, you heard the tips. It's the things that we've been talking about. Wash your hands several times a day. Of course, when you cough, you want to cover your mouth. The whole sneezing thing, also avoiding touching your mouth and your nose and your eyes with your fingertips, because we have a tendency to do that. People forget. You know that with a lot of things that you end up catching. You don't want to be touching yourself because we have this tendency to touch our faces. But how about that? Richardson, Texas, not too far from where I live, a couple of cases reported, and I know there's people listening to us on KVCE, 1160 AM. Texas, one of the eight states where there are confirmed cases. There have been a couple of ads since the last time that we talked about the swine flu on our last show. Now that it's Monday, a day later, the death toll climbing. I mentioned that in Mexico, the number of suspected cases in the United States nearly doubling. And you have this, the World Health Organization has raised its alert level, but they didn't at this point have not called it a global emergency. So far they haven't. Here's the weird, it's not the weird thing, it's the thing that we talked about. I was asking for this on our last show and I got a ton of email about it. Would you go to Mexico? Because the airlines are waiving the change fees and all that sort of stuff. And in fact, now the United States, the government, is advising Americans against traveling to Mexico for business, for pleasure, for whatever it is. And they're stepping up the border checks in some of the neighboring states, like Texas, like California. And this is the thing that was odd. The European Union Health Commissioner actually advised Europeans to avoid what they're calling non-essential travel both to Mexico and parts of the United States. Coming up next, we're going to have a conversation, and I'm excited about this, for a different kind of a turn. Hall of Fame pitcher Raleigh Fingers joins us. Remember the man with the handlebar mustache? Won 3 World Series? Ooh, that's next, round the bend.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. tobenatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit tobenatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. tobenatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Jazz about our next guest here on America tonight, as many of you know, I am a huge baseball fan and covered the Yankees and the Texas Rangers and the Mets and stuff. And boy, I would have loved to cover this guy. Oh, that handlebar mustache, that arm that never said die. Hall of Fame pitcher, one of the most dominant closers in the game. How do you spell relief? Of course, Raleigh Fingers was the man. Hall of Famer, as I said, three times a world champion, and we could stay here all night and list all his accomplishments, but then we'd never get to talk to him. Raleigh, thanks for popping on the show.
Well, thank you. Nice to be on it.
Hey, it's really true when we talk about relief. You even did a Rolaids deal, I believe, and of course you won the Rolaids award, I'll call it that, because you were a man on the mission. But I don't know if people realize this or not. You were really, I'm going to credit you with being the father of relief pitching, because you didn't start out that way. How was that when you made that progression? What was that like when you were asked to take on that role? What were your feelings at that time?
Well, it was either take on the role or go to the minor leagues. That was about the way it was, because I was a starting pitcher that couldn't get out of the third inning. And Dick Williams, I was a starting pitcher in 1971. At the beginning of the season, and got to the point where I couldn't get anybody out, and Dick Williams just threw me in the bullpen. I was going to be probably the mop-up man or the long man in the bullpen, and we had a game in New York one night, and we were getting beat like 11-3, I think, and all of a sudden we're winning 13-11, and it's the eighth inning, and I'm the only guy left. He has to use me or the pitching coach, so he brought me in the ball game. I pitched two shutout innings. Stadium. I came in again the next night, got another save, and he called me in his office and said, "I'm your closer." I was just at the right place at the right time. That's how I became a closer.
Yeah, no kidding. And in describing that, what's the mindset? What was that adjustment that you had to make to jump from the starter who didn't want to go to the minors, boom, really embrace this role and excelled at it? What mindset do you have to have when you go in and you're the guy who has to close the thing out? You have to you have to do it. What kind of a mindset do you have to have?
Well, you know, I didn't mind it at all. It came to me pretty easy, as opposed to being a starting pitcher. As a starting pitcher, I would worry about the next start for 3 days, and all of a sudden I'm thrown in the role just when the phone rings in the bullpen. And so I really didn't have time to think about it. And I enjoyed coming into games, pressure situations. I had halfway decent control, which is one thing you definitely need as a closer. I could throw strikes. I could get ahead of hitters. I was a sinker ball pitcher, so consequently I got a lot of double play balls, with guys on base. And, I just kind of fell into the role, and I enjoyed doing it. And, I was successful at it. And, like I say, if I didn't do that, I was on my way to the minor leagues, because it was real close to coming to that.
You wrote a book called Raleigh's Follies. It's great because if somebody is just mildly interested in baseball, or they're a nut like me, you've got everything. You've got heavy stuff with stats, and you got fun facts. It's really, really well written and put together. A great read when you're on an airplane or at home kicking back and watching the game. And one of the things that you talk about, you list most saves during the 80s and 90s and 70s, of course, talking about your era, and then up to current guys. Well, you look at that list, and like Mariano Rivera, a guy that I cover, Trevor Hoffman and Billy Wagner and Benitez. Of all those guys, who do you think is the best? Can you, if you were the manager and you had, this is a great question for you, and you had to pick someone to pull in there of the guys that you list in your book, who would you want to close the game out?
Oh, you look over the last 15 to 20 years, I would probably have to go with Mariano Rivera without a doubt. He's been probably the most consistent. Relief pitchers, a lot of times you'll have years where you're up and then you're down, you're up and you're down. But he's been consistent almost throughout his whole career. It kind of changed a little bit when I was a relief pitcher and when he became a relief pitcher. He was in an era where you were a one inning pitcher, and in today's game, if I had to have one guy on a mound, in a game where there's a one run lead and needed three outs, I would probably have to throw him out there. He's got great control, command of all his pitches. He's been successful, and he's got one strike against the hitter because the hitter knows the jobs he's done over the years. So and when you're successful, you always have one strike against you.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, another thing that you talk about, which I think is great, is if the game expands, where would a team go? And you ask the question, which of the two following regions would you grant them to? What a loaded question. And I'm looking at Havana, Cuba, Portland, Oregon. I have friends there that would love to have a team. Vancouver, Canada, Orlando, Florida, because, hey, you got all the Disney parks and everything else. San Antonio, Texas, Las Vegas. Do you think, Bud Selig is the commissioner now, and that's been talked about, but do you think we'll see expansion in baseball? I think we will, Raleigh. I'll tell you what my thought is, but I think it'll be in some place like Mexico. What do you think?
If it's out of the country, in Mexico, that might be a shot. They already have, the two teams in Canada. Mexico, if you go out of the country, I think that would probably be the next place they would go. In the United States, who knows? There's so many cities that would love to have a Major League Baseball team. And, if there's an expansion team in the U.S., I would probably be a team that is no longer going to be in the U.S. or in the States and move to another state. So, Mexico would probably be a good place to go. But where in Mexico, I don't know. The travel would be, you're looking at Mexico City or something along those lines. The travel would be crazy for the ball teams to get, there and back on a road trip. But, Mexico would certainly be an option.
Absolutely. Hey, one of the things that you do in the book, too, you list this thing called Follies Factoids. And one of the things you talk about is Ricky Henderson, who, of course, the all-time stolen base guy. And you mentioned that he had a 49.9% more steals than Lou Brock, the player who's second on the list. Who was the toughest guy for you to hold on the bag?
I had Ricky on first base a few times, and he was certainly one of the tougher guys to hold on. I mean, it almost was to the point where if he got on first base, I was ready to tell him to go to third because he was going to go there anyway. I had a very high kick, and he reads pitchers so well. and he knows them. He knows when they're going to throw over. He's got a real quick start, and with the head first slide he does, it's almost impossible to get him out unless you've got a catcher with a cannon and you can release the ball from the mound very quickly. Otherwise, it's very difficult. But I would have to put Ricky right up there. I mean, I hated to see him get on first base when I was pitching because it was almost an automatic steal.
Yeah, boy, he was so fast, unbelievably fast. I saw him play many, many games and steal many, many bases. You talk about in your book one of the crazy nights, the disco demolition night. Of all the things that you've been through and that you saw, what was the nuttiest thing that you saw in a ballpark?
In a ballpark, well, playing with the Oakland A's and Charlie Finley, he always had stuff going on. Ballplayers were milking cows. We were hitting golf balls from home plate to the outfield. But probably the funniest thing and greatest thing that I saw with Charlie Finley was Hot Pants Day. Having about 500 women in hot pants on a stage walking up and down the third baseline. That was probably one of the craziest things I've seen in baseball.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we have to ask you a couple questions before we go about current guys. Who do you like this year? Do you like the Joe Torre's doing with the Dodgers in his second year? And, of course, Manny now full-time with the team. Do you give the Dodgers a shot to go the distance?
Oh, certainly. It's kind of tough to tell right here at the beginning of the season. Starting pitchers haven't really got into the groove. You're seeing a lot of high-scoring games. I think hitters have got more of an advantage at the beginning of the season because they're capable of going out and taking batting practice before spring training. They get more swings in at spring training. A pitcher will throw and he's got to rest 2 or 3 days. It takes a long time to get your arm in shape. So I think the hitters are certainly at an advantage. So I look at the starting pitching, and I think the Dodgers have got a great starting staff. But you never know what's going to happen. It's too early in the season to really pick a winner. But I think Joe Torre's doing a great job with the Dodgers, and he's got a great ball club there, and I'm sure they're going to score a lot of runs for him.
Yeah, and the book is called Raleigh's Follies. Raleigh, a real pleasure having you on America Tonight. We appreciate the time you spent with us.
All right, thank you very much. It was a pleasure being with you.
All right, you're welcome. Raleigh Fingers, how many games did I see him pitch? And I know that Don in Wyoming will just be beside himself when he hears Raleigh's interview. I mean, this was a guy who more than had the right stuff, and you hear what Raleigh said, how it was his choice to either close it out or go back to the minors. Pick up the book. It's really a great read. It's called Raleigh's Follies. You can get it at any bookstore. On the flip side, we're going to talk about a plane. Yeah, an Air Force One, very close with F-16s flying into New York City, very low. We'll explain on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bedbugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Yeah, there was panic and evacuations in New York. And why? Because you had a plane that looked like Air Force One heading right for the New York City skyline, followed by some F-16s. Early in the day, I want to thank Tommy Campbell. He sent me this incredible video that somebody had gotten. People were running. You could see the planes. They were screaming. It was crazy down in the financial district. And, of course, there is massive fury over this flyover nonsense. I'll explain some of the details here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate, hanging with you coast to coast and everywhere in between. What did the mayor of New York City, Mayor Bloomberg, have to say about the flyover?
Excuse me, that you just found out about it when your BlackBerry went off.
That's correct.
I heard people were evacuating buildings, and what was your reaction?
That I didn't hear until I talked to people, other people. Nobody emailed me they were evacuating, saying this was a dumb idea was the nicest email I got.
So you sort of heard about this when the public was hearing about it.
That's what I just told you. What part did the reaction? I did not understand.
All right, so Bloomy not very happy, obviously. And as I mentioned, Financial District, you know what that means, the World Trade Center site. Could they have showed worse judgment than that? Completely insensitive for a photo op. A photo op flying over Lower Manhattan, and nobody knew about it. Apparently some people didn't know about it, but the people who needed to know about it didn't know about it. So this was something that the FAA had set up, and it was a mere, as I said, a maneuver over Lower Manhattan. It was part of a photo op. So now I've said it three times. That's what it was. It was two F-16s. They were escorting Obama's Air Force One backup plane, by the way, in that area through the Statue of Liberty, near the Statue of Liberty. They buzzed by that. and then went down by Wall Street, obviously. And the maneuver wasn't any kind of an emergency. It was coordinated way in advance with the FAA. Of course, state and local people had to know, too. And you had people on the waterfront who were stunned. It looked like it was going to hit a building. They ran. They evacuated buildings. Traders were worried about it that were on the floor that heard stuff. You had about 1,000 workers along the Hudson River that were there, gathered over there, until somebody came over with a bullhorn and told them it was a planned exercise. They were getting ready to leave. So what did Senator Chuck Schumer have to say?
It is absolutely outrageous and appalling to think that the FAA would plan such a photo shoot and not warn the public, knowing full well New Yorkers still have the vivid memory of 9/11 sketched in their minds. We are now beginning to hear reports that the FAA told local and city officials, the NYPD, and local mayors, but warned them not to warn the public of the jumbo jet flyby. This would make the FAA directly responsible for the public panic that took place this morning. In New York, of all places, not to warn the public that one of the largest jets in the country, tailed by a fighter jet, is going to fly low over their community, defies logic and really borders on being either cruel or very, very stupid. To not realize that people would see this flyby in broad daylight and think of 9/11 defies logic and shows that the FAA is completely asleep at the switch. I want to make my message today clear. I am telling the FAA, when anything like this is scheduled, the FAA must notify the public. We cannot allow this to happen again. The events of this morning are completely outrageous. I implore the FAA to re-examine their procedures and see that similar events are not repeated. Ready for your questions.
Well, Senator, I just want to touch on what you said. I mean, this flight was sanctioned by the FAA with a directive given to local authorities to direct all their inquiries to the FAA and not their local departments. How irresponsible was this?
Well, I think it was highly...
I'm sorry.
Okay. I think it was highly irresponsible because, bottom line, here in New York, I think every one of us thinks of 9/11. And if you're going to see large jets flying low over major New York buildings, Statue of Liberty, people are going to panic. And, you know, thank God we don't have any reports of anyone hurt in the panic. But it could have happened that way, too.
Would there have been a larger risk in warning the public and exposing these jets at that?
I remember when I went to Coney Island as a boy, we knew that the Thunderbirds were going to fly low over the ocean. We looked forward to it. There would be no danger from warning the public. Every danger from not warning the public.
What's the FAA's reason for not warning the public?
The FAA is sort of like a sphinx. They mess up everything and they don't tell you why. The last head of the FAA was a political appointee, a hack, who messed the place up to a fairly well. We're looking. There is not a new appointment, a new administrator yet, but we're looking for a much, much better one.
All right, so that's Senator Chuck Schumer, and you can tell he took a lot of questions because this was a big story, obviously. I think cruelty is a fair word to use. People were panicked, no doubt. They had no clue it was a photo op, and it would be very easy to plaster that all over the newspapers, TV, and radio, and the announcements. He makes a good analogy, Schumer does, in saying we knew the Thunderbirds were going to be there. And if it's a photo op, it doesn't matter. The FAA should have let people know. Again, another fiasco, another blunder, poor judgment by the administration to consider the consequences of stupid actions. It's like they constantly drop the ball. Reminds me of Tony Romo, the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. The fumbling. They are fumbling, and this was a big, big fumble. What say you, America? Is there any doubt that that was outrageous, and don't you think the public should have been notified? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Bob Gainey could have done a better job of making an announcement like that.
It's ridiculous. I mean, Schumer was dead on right when he said that. That how come you could know the Thunderbirds or the Blue Angels were flying somewhere? This was a photo op. So
right,
it's not to spoil the photo op.
And I was watching on the news tonight. Two people in Jersey City were slightly injured, because they're running out of their office building. And if they've got half a brain, if they hire a lawyer, the lawyer should sue the FAA because of injuries and time off work and whatever. Because if it would have been Obama himself, fine. But, just to keep this a secret,
it doesn't make any sense. It was a backup plane, no less.
Yeah.
And plus, we're burning all the fuel for that.
Right. I mean, what have they been smoking? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's
crazy.
Okay, now let's get off. Now let's talk about our favorite subject for 1 second. First of all, my condolences on the loss of a colleague of yours last week. Harry Callis?
Oh, Harry Callis, yeah. Longtime Phillies announcer. I grew up with him for 4 decades. He was the voice of the Phillies. We talked about it on the show.
Yeah, and people, this is the NFL. I mean, he was a dying breed of broadcast, if you know what I mean. Him, Kurt Gowdy, let's see, Lindsey Nelson, they were...
Yep.
You remember, as my father used to call him, used to call Lindsey Nelson, Mr. Loudcoat.
That's true.
Yeah. Raleigh Fingers, he made one little flubber. There's only one team now, one Major League Baseball team in Canada.
Yeah, because there wasn't support for the other one, remember?
Yeah.
You
have to keep on reminding me about that.
I'm sorry.
I know. Oh, by the way, there was a good joke on the internet. What was the difference this year between the Montreal Canadiens and the Toronto Maple Leafs?
What?
4 games.
Brum pump. That's a rim shot if I ever heard one.
Yeah. Now look what happened to your... I know. People are probably saying, look what happened in New York and you're talking about this. Hey, for us people in Canada, this is also, a semi-important thing, too. Hockey and stuff like that. The flu record in Israel, they call in it the Mexican flu, not the swine flu, because they know swine is not a kosher animal. So, they're bringing religious observances into this.
I love that. Hey, in Canada, didn't some people, now obviously in Canada, some people got it, but I heard some people died.
Not yet.
That was a false report.
Not yet.
Good. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, but you see, they were people in British Columbia. That's where, like you said, Vancouver wants to get a baseball team, and they have the stadium for it already. And in Nova Scotia, it's only because those people also came back from spring break. They went to Mexico. So,
that's bad.
And Julie's company is Julie's company is waiting because they always order fruits and vegetables from Mexico.
Yeah.
So until they can get it straight, they're just wondering, can someone get the flu by eating, fruits and vegetables?
Sure, if somebody touched it, because it's that same thing with the sneezing. What if somebody sneezes on it and they have it? Touching railings, touching food.
Right. And
smart to wait.
Right, and here in Quebec, they also use a lot of migrant workers from Mexico. So a lot of farmers are getting nervous because if they don't come up, the food doesn't get picked. It goes rotten, and we pay for it, if you know what I mean.
Oh, boy, no kidding. Sam, great conversation. You take care across the border. Slamming Sam.
Thank you.
And he's talking about, he brings up a good point. His girlfriend, in mentioning the fact that fruits and vegetables, that's what her company orders, they're saying we got to wait here because what if there's a way to catch this from it? Well, there would be if somebody who had it transferred it onto the vegetables. What does that mean for the United States when we talk about food supplies? Hang with us. We'll talk about that in just a minute here on America Tonight.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
With 149 dead in Mexico and nearly 2,000 suspected or confirmed cases, it's pretty scary there. And this is the epicenter of the swine flu. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Cinco de Mayo is right around the corner. I thought about that. I thought, well, they're closing schools. They're closing the cathedrals. I mean, it's like an abandoned city. When you look at Mexico City, the streets were almost empty, like tumbleweeds blown around or people with surgical masks walking around. So, of course, they're canceling Cinco de Mayo. How can they have a big parade with people in costumes and marching? There's no way they can do that. They'll have to wait down the road and re-celebrate it or wait till next year. And it's bad in Mexico. And the breakdown is because you heard about the kids that went to Cancun. So in Baja California, a lot of tourist areas, Mexico City, Veracruz, in a place called San Luis Potosi is another place where it broke out in Mexico. And, of course, in the United States, as I mentioned, 8 states. What they're doing in Mexico, because you're talking about 20 million people, they've been giving, especially Mexico City, they were just giving away all those surgical masks on the subway. And as I mentioned, canceling everything they can think of. the president, Felipe Calderon, of course, trying to do whatever he can to isolate the people, because this is bad. You know, Sam brings up the food supply, and then you think of also, and I said this the other night, some people are saying, well, you got to seal the borders, but that's not realistic. They're not going to seal the borders, but there's more checks at the borders. But again, if somebody is carrying it and they don't have any visible symptoms like that, nausea, burning up fever, all that stuff, and they're coming through, how are you going to nail that? You see that the kids that went on spring break brought it back, and then some schoolmates who didn't go on the trip got it. Now, one thing they're doing is there are some airports that are screening people from Mexico for the flu. In China, Russia, Taiwan, anybody who has symptoms, obviously they're going to quarantine them, but this is what I said, how are you pulling out these symptoms? Somebody told me there's an infrared thing that they use. We've got 12 million doses of Tamiflu that's being moved from a stockpile, a federal stockpile. Sounds like a movie, doesn't it? So that it can be delivered to states. And everybody's being questioned at the border. But I go back to this again. If I'm visiting in Mexico City, I'm healthy, I'm happy, I'm touring, and then poof, this flu thing happens. I get my surgical mask, I'm an American, I'm hightailing it out, I'm done. I cut my trip early, or I'm done my trip anyway. I don't know that I'm carrying that. I don't exhibit any of those symptoms. I would say this. If you were planning on going to Mexico, and so many people do, I've been there a dozen times. Baja California is one of the places that I went to. People go to Cancun, all those touristy areas, the inclusive sites that they have, places where you can hang out. You know what I'm talking about, the Sandals Resorts and stuff. All it takes is one person to have it and you to touch something that they touched. And it's obviously pretty transparent that you can get this rather easily if you come into contact with somebody. Now, they're trying to figure out, I mean, they don't even know in Mexico how many of the cases, the flu stuff, they're trying to figure it out, what was the swine flu. They actually have tests that show that a four-year-old got the virus before April 2nd in Veracruz, which is a community that has been pushing and pushing about the pollution problems they're having, and guess what? The pollution problems from a large pig farm. So is it coming from that? Although nobody at the company has signs or any kinds of symptoms of the swine flu. So they've got these confirmed cases, but they're trying to figure out. They know it's there, I'll call it the epicenter, like I said before, but who's actually the, where is actually ground zero? They don't know that. There are 13 suspected cases in New Zealand, one in France and Israel. Sam mentioned that too. I already mentioned that the European Health Commissioner is advising people in Europe to avoid any travel that's not necessary to Mexico and, of course, parts of the United States. You know, another deal here is when we talked about this, remember this happened in the 70s. There was even posters and stuff up about the swine flu because of the soldier who got it in Fort Dix and then all the people that were vaccinated as a result. There are about 11 million doses, I guess, of these drugs that are also part of that stockpile that I mentioned. So because there is no vaccine available to prevent the strain that they're seeing. Remember, there's all these different strains. But if you catch it early, I guess that's part of the key, the anti-flu drugs work when someone's sick. So if a new vaccine eventually is decided upon, then they've got some of this already stocked up. They'll look at the cases and decide. Because, you know, the symptoms, you're talking a fever of more than 100. You're talking coughing, feeling the joints ache, the headaches, vomiting, all that sort of stuff. It's scary. It's scary because you think of airlines, you think of hotels, business people that travel back and forth. And I'll tell you, you wonder what this is going to do to the tourism in Mexico. Will it, you know, ward some people off? How many people were slated to go to Mexico? I mentioned that Cinco de Mayo is a really big deal. There are a lot of Americans that go to Cinco de Mayo. They won't be going there now. There are a lot of big soccer matches that take place. I would imagine that this will cost them millions. And, of course, it's more important about the lives, but then the crisscrossing at the borders at Tijuana and Juarez, and already the problems with the drugs and the illegal problem at the borders. Now you just throw this in here, this whole thing of swine flu. And it's a triple threat. Absolutely. And how odd, too. You think Hillary Clinton was just down there. President Obama was just down there. We have a new border czar who's been down there. Man. Janet Napolitano, who, of course, is the woman behind Homeland Security, had this to say about swine flu.
Alerts related to swine flu and related to travel to Mexico. What those alerts mean is that they encourage individuals to avoid any non-essential travel to Mexico for the time being. You may ask, how long will the alerts be operative? And the answer is we don't know, because obviously it's related to how much swine flu is being detected. But those alerts are in the process. I think CDC has already posted theirs, and State Department is in the process of posting those travel alerts. Secondly, as President Obama said this morning, swine flu is a cause for concern, but not a cause for alarm. We are simply in preparation mode. We do not yet know how widespread this flu will be within the United States. So we continue to move aggressively to prepare. I spoke this afternoon with Mexico's ambassador to the United States so that our governments are moving in tandem, and I will be speaking later on with my counterpart in Canada. We really have a tri-national approach.
All right, so that's Janet Napolitano. I wanted you to hear a little bit of what she had to say about it. And, of course, mentioning that the president said there's no reason for panic. Obviously, people across the world aren't thinking the same thing. I already mentioned China and Russia. In fact, China, Russia, and the Ukraine, they're banning the import of any pork or pork products at all from Mexico. Three U.S. states that have reported swine flu cases, they're also banning pork products from there as well. Other countries doing the same thing. Indonesia banned all pork products. So this is going to have some nasty tentacles of who it's going to touch, and depending on how large the scale is, I think we're still going to see more people coming up with this. I mean, hey, the CDC is saying people can't get the flu by eating the pork or the pork products, but you're thinking, you're stretching your imagination, okay, swine, pig, what's ground zero, where's the epicenter? Nasty stuff, friends.